Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Ephesus Baptist Church. This is the house that the Lord has provided for us to come and worship and praise Him. And I ask you, are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, indeed. On this Memorial Day, our text comes from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 24 through 29. It is a familiar passage, but after hearing it, you may wonder how it relates to Memorial Day. Hopefully, I shall be able to make the relationship relevant and understandable. Please follow along as I read 1 Corinthians 11, 24 through 29. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. May God add his blessing to the reading, the hearing and studying of his word." Memorial Day is an official holiday in most of the states of the United States. It was established as a day to remember those who died in the Civil War. It was celebrated on May the 30th until 1971. Then, in order to give federal employees a three-day weekend, the observance day was changed to the last Monday in May. And with the exception of Louisiana, all the states who observed Memorial Day adopted May the 30th as the day upon which it would be celebrated. And then after World War I, this day was set aside to honor all the dead of American wars. And tomorrow we shall celebrate Memorial Day. You know, many people view it only as an opportunity for a three-day weekend. Yet for those who have lost friends and loved ones because of war or military action, tomorrow will certainly be more than just a holiday. Memorial Day is about remembering. It is about remembering and honoring those who served as servicemen and women and who died in the numerous wars in which our country has fought over the last couple of centuries. And on this holiday, let us remember those who fought for our country and placed their lives on the line for us. They served and fought in order that we might be free men and women in the United States. And of course, the most precious freedom for which they fought is the freedom of religion. As a result of this freedom, we are able to serve God how we want to and when we want to. So at this time, I ask all of our veterans to please stand that we may acknowledge and honor you this morning. Thank you very much. At best, and more often than not, military service is a thankless task, and I think I speak for everyone here today to say thank you to each and every one of you who have served. Because men and women have died fighting for this country, We have the right to preach God's word freely. We have the right to peace in our homes. We have the right to seek prosperity and happiness. And as we prepare to enter into the day that we remember those who died for liberty, it is fitting for us to remember the one who died to set us free from spiritual tyranny. Jesus fought the army of Satan in order that we might have liberty from sin in his name. We celebrate Memorial Day once a year, as I said, to honor those who died for America's freedom. And I want to point out that every time we observe the Lord's Supper, it is a celebration of the memorial of Christ. And I want us to parallel our nation's Memorial Day with the memorial of Jesus. On Memorial Day, we mourn the loss of the lives of those who died fighting for our freedom. On Memorial Day, we remember the lives of those who died. And on Memorial Day, we give thanks for those who sacrificed and died. But in light of Jesus' battle with Satan and his army, let us examine the evidence of our memorial in him. Let's review the similarities of the celebration of the Lord's Supper with the celebration of Memorial Day in honor of our military. As I said, number one, on Memorial Day, we mourn the loss of the lives of those who died defending our liberty. We remember the loved ones who died, and we wish they were here for us to see and to hold in our arms. Because of death, we cannot do that. When people die, we naturally think of the if-onlys. If only I had told him I loved him. If only I had kissed her one last time. If only I hadn't been so rude the last time I saw him or her. But no matter how much we remember the if-onlys, we know that they could not change a thing. And when observing the Lord's Supper, which is Jesus' Memorial Day, we are to examine our responsibility to Christ. The Christians are responsible for the death of Jesus. If we had not sinned, Jesus would have had no reason to be hung on the cross and to die in order to save us and to give us eternal life. We are to blame. We must examine ourselves as we observe communion as if we were standing in front of a mirror and realizing the truth. And that truth is set forth in Romans chapter 3, verses 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are the ones to blame. We caused Jesus' shame. Jesus was mocked and beaten and publicly humiliated and spit upon and treated as a sinner because we are sinners. So as we mourn the death of Jesus, just as we mourn the death of those who died in the military, we have to realize that we are the guilty ones. But remember, if there were only one sinner, Jesus would have gone to Golgotha to be crucified, for such is the love that he has for us. In Matthew chapter 18, we read the passage where Jesus tells of the lost sheep, and he says, what do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost. So mourning the death of Jesus is the first thing we must do in our memorial of our Lord. This is why Jesus gave us the bread. At communion, the first thing we do with the bread is break it. We either break it with our hands or we break it when we chew it. And in so doing, we symbolically break the body of Christ. It's a representation of our sins breaking Jesus' body. Number two, on Memorial Day, we remember the lives of those who died in battle. Part of the emotional healing process of grief is to remember the lives of the ones who have passed. The headstones placed on the graves give us a little information about the one who is buried under that headstone. And likewise, the epitaph which Jesus left us tells us something about him. Inscribed on every communion table I've seen, I'm not saying that every communion table has this, but inscribed on every communion table I've seen, including the one here at Ephesus, are the words seen in our text in verse 24, "Do this in remembrance of me." What must we remember about Jesus? I suggest that Jesus would like for us to remember how he lived his life and what he taught while he was here on this earth. Jesus set a perfect example of how to live with love. And our lives should reflect that love that Jesus showed us. As I stated, that the communion bread is a reminder of the body of Jesus. And we are vividly reminded of this each time that we observe communion, that this represents the body of Christ. And when we eat the bread, it becomes a part of our body and it provides nutrients and nourishment. But Jesus does not want us to just be physically nurtured as we observe communion. He also wants us to be spiritually edified. Remember, Jesus' death is not simply the retelling of historical facts. It is a participation in spiritual realities. At the Lord's table, we don't merely sit around and look at it. We fellowship with the living Savior and come to it with faith in our hearts. And if we approach this memorial, this communion table, with the proper attitude, we shall experience spiritual growth. But if we come and approach the table in an unworthy manner, then we shall make a mockery of what Jesus has done, and there will be hell to pay for those who mock Jesus. Paul tells us this in our text, "Wherefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment upon himself." And third, on Memorial Day, we give thanks for the sacrifice of those who died. There's a story which it is told was set in the winter before Christmas in 1917. The beautiful snowy landscapes of Europe were blackened with war. On one side of the battle line in the trenches were the Americans. On the other side were the Germans, and it was World War I, and the gunfire was intense each and every day. And separating the armies was a very narrow strip of land called No Man's Land, and a young German soldier attempting to cross into No Man's Land had been shot and became tangled in the barbed wire set up by the American troops. He cried out in anguish, and then in pain, he continued to whimper and cry, and his screams could be heard above the gunfire. And one young American soldier could no longer stand this, and he began crawling towards the American soldier. The Americans, recognizing this, stopped fire, and then the Germans realized what this young man was doing, and they also stopped fire, and it was an eerie silence that came over the no man's land. And on his stomach, this American made his way to the German soldier, untangled him, stood up and picked him up in his arms and carried him to the Germans' trenches and gave him to his fellow soldiers. And he turned back and started to the trenches, and unfortunately he stepped upon an unexploded grenade that exploded when he stepped upon it, and he was killed. And then a German officer came out of the trenches, and he had upon his chest a medal, an Iron Cross, which is the highest honor for bravery that the German army awarded, and he ripped it off of his uniform and pinned it on this dead American soldier. He appreciated the sacrifice that this young man had made. All the heroic acts performed upon the battlefields through history have made our country what it is today. We are wealthy. We are free. We are the most powerful nation in the world. And I am proud to be an American. And I enjoy the luxuries of living here because of men and women who served in our armed forces and who died for our freedoms. For freedom provided to me by their death. Similarly, the price Jesus paid afforded us salvation. We have this gift of salvation, and we did nothing to purchase it. We did nothing to deserve it. And for this fact, on Jesus' Memorial Day, we must be thankful. That is the reason Jesus gave us the cup. In our text, we read, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." When we drink the juice, we remember our forgiveness. We are forgiven because the blood of Jesus was shed to cleanse our hearts from sin. There's an old hymn which says it best. "Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are you white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" We read in Hebrews 9:13 through 14, "The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkle on those who are ceremoniously unclean. Sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." I hope my message today, when we observe the Lord's Supper each first of the month, will make you do three things. One, I make you mourn the loss of the body of Christ and examine your responsibility to Him as you take the bread, as you break it. Number two, that you will remember the life of Jesus as you compare your life with the life you are living and the life you have lived. And you will eat the bread and realize that He offered His body for you. And three, I hope you will be thankful for Jesus' sacrifice, because through it you are saved and you partake of the cup, which offers you forgiveness. So on this Memorial Day, we want to remember those men and women who served in our military, those who died that we may enjoy all the freedoms we enjoy today. And I also want you to remember our Savior and His memorial. You can have the forgiveness that is promised to many, but is claimed by few. And if you want to be one of those who claim the gift of salvation, who claim eternal life, who claim the forgiveness of our Lord and Savior Jesus, we invite you to do that this morning and to come forward and make a public profession of your claiming that promise. Come and we'll pray for you, pray with you. Praise God for the fact that you have accepted that gift. And if you wish to offer yourself as a candidate for membership here in any of the ways we accept members, we invite you to do that.